Support for this KQED podcast comes from Bay Meadows, an urban village in San Mateo. Fitness and movies in the park, Caltrain, artisan eateries, fun for the kids, all just a hop from your front door. Homes now selling and leasing. BayMeadows.com.
Stories about the changes you don't see coming.
This is the dream that we all have, and it just happened to me.
That's On the Leap, a new podcast from KQED, launching October 6th.
Good morning, I'm Stephen Cuevas, and this is the California Report. The sale of virtually all elephant ivory is now banned in California under legislation signed by Governor Jerry Brown Sunday. It's actually been illegal to sell ivory in California since 1977, but a loophole allowed sales on ivory imported before that date. So unscrupulous sellers often simply mislabeled newer ivory as old. People caught trying to sell the stuff after a July 1st cutoff date now face up to a year in jail and $50,000 in fines. Mexican immigrants have one of the highest rates of diabetes in the country. Over half of them also lack medical insurance. In a report out today, researchers say that potentially deadly combination also isn't so great for the health of the U.S. economy. KQED's Farida Jabvala Romero has a preview.
The report is based on research by Mexican and UC investigators. It finds that many Latino immigrants consume less healthy foods after they arrive in the U.S. That contributes to obesity, a risk factor for diabetes, and one in three adult Mexican immigrants diagnosed with diabetes lack health insurance. Xochitl Castañeda directs the Health Initiative of the Americas at UC Berkeley and is a co-author.
The United States will not be economically competitive without the wonderful contribution that this population does. So I think the health of a country is also the health of its immigrants.
Many Latino immigrants work low-wage jobs in the construction and service industries without health benefits. For the California Report, I'm Farida Jabvala Romero.
The secret to alleviating California's drought may be found in one of the driest places on Earth, Israel. But don't take my word for it.
California doesn't need to have a water problem. By cooperating together, I think that we can overcome this.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu inked an agreement with Governor Brown last year to encourage the two states to work together on water issues, but Israeli ingenuity in the field of water management and conservation is already sprinkling into Southern California. Along a stretch of coast in Carlsbad near San Diego, fishermen cast their lines into an emerald seawater lagoon. In a few short weeks, the lagoon will also be feeding a steady supply of ocean water into what will be the largest operating desalination facility in North America.
I'm a kayak fisherman. This is our recreational area for those of us who live here. And of course, we want it to be the best project that it can be in.
Mark Lambert runs the American branch of IDE, an Israeli company hired by the San Diego County Water Authority to design and operate the plant. When up and running, it'll pipe around 50 million gallons of water a day to households across the area. It's just one of hundreds designed by IDE around the world.
400 facilities globally in 40 different countries.
Lambert says the desalination business started booming in Israel nearly 20 years ago in the midst of, you guessed it, a historic drought.
Israel probably is most well known for developing the technology to the state of the art.
And not just desalination technology.
And it's telling you how much water you plant and how much is left. And
a couple hours east in the sweltering Coachella Valley, where the climate and topography is similar to Israel, Israeli date farmer Moshe Kirat is watering the crops from a laptop.
If I want to stop the water now, for example, look at this. You see the meter running up, it stopped.
All the numbers disappeared.
Yeah.
Kirat left his own farm in Israel a couple years ago to run the day-to-day operations at Cole Ranch, a big date farm east of Palm Springs. 2 years ago, he installed a high-tech drip irrigation system pioneered in Israel that precisely monitors water flow.
And here, I think 99% of the grower flooding the area. And we, in Israel, the water is very expensive, so we need to be exact.
That's because an Israeli grower typically pays around $2,800 for 1 acre-foot of water. Here in the Coachella Valley, because of the mystifying idiosyncrasies of California water law, farmers pay only around $30 an acre-foot. Down in San Diego County, where Maurizio Tapia used to grow avocados, it's about $1,500. 7 months ago, he walked away and took a job assisting Kirat.
For this situation that we have in California today, It's going to be more difficult to get water to irrigate the surface that we have planted today. Technologies like he's applying and Israeli people is applying over there are going to help us.
Other cities like Santa Barbara and Huntington Beach are also working on ocean desalination projects of their own with help from the Israeli company IBE. And last month, L.A. County cemented kind of a water knowledge exchange program with Israel. But what's the incentive of, say, transitioning to a big, expensive drip irrigation system if water in some places is still so cheap? And only a small part of California could ever really benefit from big ocean desalination projects, says Richard Atwater of the Southern California Water Committee.
I don't think any water planner or manager thinks that's likely, that we're going to take desalted seawater from, like, down on the coast and pipe it up to downtown L.A., much less San Fernando Valley. It would be really, really expensive. We have better solutions than that.
Like more wastewater recycling, says Atwater, and better storage practices. And I know you get tired of hearing it, but shut off the garden hose already.
That's it. I need it like this. Then
back at Cole Ranch, Moshe Kirat and Maurizio Tapia are clearing weeds so they can get a better look at the flow from a drip irrigation line. The weeds and the soil are bone dry, but the dates are tender to the touch and oh so moist.
Try this one.
And you just pulled this right off the tree?
Yeah. With the dust, with everything.
The trees drink up just what they need, says Tapia. So what's it going to take for this kind of high-tech drip irrigation to catch on? Is it more expensive water?
That's the key. More politics. More population. More drought. Less rain.
And more time. Kirat is only into his second season here, and farmers, they can be a skeptical, wary bunch. But get a few more bountiful harvests under his belt, and maybe they'll be drinking from the same well. And that's the California Report for Monday, October 5th, a production of KQED Public Radio. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss for businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.